I'm going to hand over to Jeremy, who's been allowed to come up and share with us and help lead us through some time of prayer together. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Andy. Why don't we pray together as we come together for our third and final session? Father, it's a privilege. It's a privilege to belong to you, to be your people, to be part of a vast global church that's expanding and growing and moving around this earth. Thank you that we can spend this time together. And we ask that you would lead us by your Spirit's presence as we want to pray together. We want to be faithful in doing what we've heard about and what we've all glimpsed in different ways, the effectiveness, the rightness of prayer. So take us on, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Operation World is not only the name of a ministry, but it's the name of a book that many of you may be aware of. And this is the book, this is the current edition, and I highly recommend it to you. It's a magnificent tool. It is described as the definitive prayer guide to every nation. What's in here, we don't get told by the BBC or CNN or our apps on our phones. This is what you need to have. And if you don't have a copy, I would urge you to get one. You might say, books don't quite work for me. Well, go to the website. You need to be receiving then a daily email from Operation World. I should explain. All the countries of the world are arranged in a calendar-like sequence. So at the bottom of each page, you have the date. And so you can systematically pray for the entire world in the course of a year. Some countries are covered in a single day. Other countries, it takes almost 2 weeks. China and India, for example, because they are so vast. But this is the resource you need to get into your hands. Operation World, you can buy it easily on the internet. But I would say as well, if that just doesn't really connect with you, go to the website, operationworld.org, and you can sign up for a daily email. And so the country for the day will come to you as an email. You might think, nah, don't do email. Facebook, is that you? If it's not, I bet you know people who do Facebook, yeah? I'm sure it's the youngsters and they're on their phones and that irritates you, doesn't it? Well, they could be looking at Facebook. And they could be looking at what Operation World is telling us about the world on Facebook. 40,000 people are following Operation World on Facebook. So folk can join that 40,000 strong crowd. What they need to do is like it. That's the word. If you want to appear cool, you say like Operation World on Facebook. And then they will get the daily feeds, okay? The other thing, and I would say if you've got your phone on you, now is the time to go to the Google Play Store or whatever it is and to download the Operation World app. Okay, I give you permission to fiddle with your phones now. You want to get the Operation World app. It's free. And you will have access to key information that allows you to pray for the nations of the world. How do you download an app? Wayne, what a great question. Thank you. We need people like Wayne who help us all. That's fine. All right. Believe you me, it's even I was able to do it without asking my son. And I was quite impressed. It honestly is straightforward. Play around now. If you go to the Google Play Store, type in Operation World. You don't want the book. You want the app. Download it. It's free. And if you want to, over the hog roast, speak to Jason, speak to Molly, speak to myself, speak to people who are a little bit techie, and it is easy. But do it now, because what we're going to do together is to pray for the country of the day. What a privilege it is. We've glimpsed that as we pray, as we, God's people, agree together, as we say, Lord, there's this place, these people, there's this city, there's this desperate need. So in God's sovereign purposes, we connect with him and things change. What a privilege. Now, I've got the Operation World app on my phone. Whoa, let's hear it for Wayne. He's got it. So if you now open it.
Our work here is
done. So if you open it, and you can get the country for the day, which is Papua New Guinea. Now, let me tell you, I would not often pray for Papua New Guinea, if at all, if it weren't for a prompt from Operation World. What a magnificent tool. That's fine. Keep going. Keep going. And let me tell you, there's also a feature in the app, we're there, that you can browse. So you can go to the three lines in the top corner and you can browse either a particular country you want to go to or a particular date. But it is all there at your fingertips. What more could you want? So today we're going to pray for Papua New Guinea. And I will just read out what it gives us there for prayer. You've got an item for prayer. You can scroll to the left and you get statistics. Scroll a touch further, you get more information. There's always more that you can take on board. Here's the prayer point. Papua New Guinea faces crises. Some groups and governments predict the state will fail. Widespread corruption limits progress, and foreign aid meant to help local workers rarely reaches them. Difficult geography makes the natural resources hard to access, and greedy foreign companies seize control of them. Cities receive migrants who seek work but cannot support them well. Violent crime increases, and HIV infections spread rapidly, mostly through sexual immorality. The vast ethnic diversity, 1,000 groups, makes the country difficult to unite. Tribal fighting and revenge killings extend back thousands of years. Pray for peace that reaches beyond the non-violence to bring true unity, and for national identity that rises above ethnic ties. A prayer point for Papua New Guinea. We're going to pray together. Not only do I want you to be aware of this tool, but there's also a group that's called Prayercast, and they produce fantastic prayer videos. We're going to see one in just a moment. Fantastic to use them in a family setting, Sunday school context, church service, midweek group. I can't think of a setting where they don't work, and I would highly recommend them to you. You can just go to prayercast.com, and you can find a list of the videos. Have a look. Magnificent. We're going to now watch the prayer video for Papua New Guinea. And the idea is, as we watch, we'll hear somebody praying for the country. It's often somebody from that country. And so the idea is, it's not just entertainment. There are scenes from Papua New Guinea. But let's echo the prayer in our hearts. Let's pray along. Let's, in our hearts, be saying, yes, Lord. Yes, amen to that. So it's not entertainment. It's prayer. It's engaging with the heavenlies. It's putting into action that which we know is significant and builds the church of God. So we'll just watch the video. And then don't immediately let your mind kind of shoot off in other directions. But we'll continue in prayer. First of all, just sit silently where you are. And what you've seen and heard, just continue to pray over. Just continue to hold it before God. That Papua New Guinea would know a touch of God. So can we watch that video now? Thank you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you this day. For you are the great God. You reign forever and ever. Father, thank you for this wonderful nation that you have blessed. So many mountains, so many rivers, so many valleys. Father, we thank you so much. Father, I pray for the people of Papua New Guinea. Thank you so much that you have blessed us. In 800 languages, Father, we thank you. We know that we have many resources in our country that you have blessed. But the people have misused it in different ways. That's evil in your eyes, Lord. And Father, I pray this day that you may, Lord, touch our government ministers, from the Prime Minister and its ministers down to the local level governments, and help them to realize that what they are doing in the moment, they are doing against your will to the people of Papua New Guinea. Help them to realize what they are doing, and that will help them to worship you, Lord, and give thanks and praise to you, Lord. Father, I pray that your spirit may rule and reign in this country. Father, we hear there's many echoes around the country that people are going, praising your name, glorify your name. Father, I pray, may you continue to touch them, help them, strengthen them to continue preach your word, that you may reveal in this land. You may touch our people in this land to focus on you and to worship you. And I pray that, Lord, you may raise up your spirit in this country and help people to realize you in this country, that you can help them to be a mission out to different countries, proclaiming and preaching your word to other languages, other cultures, and other countries, that they can know your word. Father, I pray that you may help those who have hearts to missions, help them, strengthen them, that they can preach your word in different countries that you have prepared for them to be missions to that field, Lord. And I commit this country, Lord, that your spirit may take lead, bless this country, and all the things in this country may praise you and glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray.
Just in silence, continue individually to hold Papua New Guinea, the nation, before God in prayer. Amen. Thank you. So thank you for praying for Papua New Guinea. We are joining with thousands and thousands of other people around the world praying for Papua New Guinea today. Those who follow the Operation World Prayer calendar, whether they're in Korea or South America or across Europe or Africa or Central Asia, we're all joining together today for Papua New Guinea. It's not just us. What a great thing to be a part of something so much bigger than ourselves, and to be praying for the nations of this world, glimpsing that somehow, as we sit here in a school hall, we are touching the lives of people thousands of miles away. That is the mystery and the wonder of prayer. What a privilege. Thank you. In some ways, it's just so easy to pray for the world. You might think, what on earth does he mean? All you need, really, is a newspaper or a news app, a copy of Operation World, and your Bible, and basically you're there, I would want to suggest. Now, that might sound rather simplistic, but well, I think we can do that. Jason, could you just scatter these? Just go 10 minutes. It's easy to think, I don't know what to pray. The needs are many, and so many things we could be praying about. Just put the paper on your table for the moment. I want to give you some verses that you can apply. You can take scripture and kind of pray it for a situation. Here's one I find so, so helpful. 2 Corinthians 4:4. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says this: the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who's the image of God. 2 Corinthians 4:4. People are spiritually blind. So we pray for that spiritual blindness to be removed, that they might be able to grasp, understand, respond to the truth of the gospel. 2 Corinthians 4:4. We can take scripture and we can pray it with absolute confidence. Earlier, Jason referred to 1 Timothy 2, I urge then, first of all, that prayers, petitions, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in godliness and holiness. For leaders, for those in authority, we can pray for them. Another verse I find so helpful is Hebrews 4:12. It speaks about the word of God being alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. As we pray for Bible distribution, or for people to be turning up the Bible on the internet, or for an audio Bible to be listened to. So the word of God is living and active. And by the grace of God and the work of the Spirit, cuts through into people's lives and brings change. So we can take the word of God and we can pray it into the lives of others, whether they be in Papua New Guinea or any other country around the world, or friends and family that we have. So those are just a few verses. I would also want you to refer to the verses on your table. I thought that was fantastic. John 20:21, it's on your table. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. Peace be with you." We can take that and pray it into the lives of others. We can take 1 Peter 3:15. "But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." How do we pray for God's people around the world? There you go. 1 Peter 3:15. Pray that verse for believers in other countries around the world. Do you see what I mean? We can take scripture and pray it for situations that we might be hearing about. So, we want to continue in prayer. I said all we need really is some news, and that's coming at us all the time, however you receive the news, whether it's television or an app or a printed paper. And if you've got Operation World as an app, or you've got the book, you can turn up key bits of information to be praying about that country and apply the word of God to the situations we're hearing about. Now, I wanted to ask, what's on your heart today? As you sit here, I've mentioned Papua New Guinea, but that might have been the furthest thing from your mind. What's on your heart? What kind of, as you sit here, are you thinking, you know, there's this place, there's this city, there are these people. I don't know, what might be on your mind around the world? We've already had a few things mentioned, actually. The persecuted church was mentioned earlier, wasn't it? Obviously on the hearts of some people. But what else is on your heart or mind just as we sit here now? Is anybody willing to just... This school. Thank you. Okay, this school. So that's very local. We're actually in it at the moment. Okay. Donald Trump and North Korea. You see, we hear that and we all already know, don't we? There's a story that comes to mind. North Korea, somebody mentioned earlier, it's the country that's described as being the hardest for Christians to live in, the degree of persecution that exists there. Okay, so we can take what's in the news and we can pray. So Donald Trump and North Korea, we've got this school, the persecuted church was mentioned. What else is on your mind? Okay, ethnic cleansing, any particular place? Okay. Yes. So the folk who have been forced to leave Myanmar and move into Bangladesh, there's that situation. Anything else you want to mention? Yeah. Okay, yes, all right. In any particular country or in different countries were you? Yes, okay. So that whole situation of girls being forced into early marriages against their own will. I was reading an article recently about how that's on the increase in Egypt. Christians are taken and forced into marriages with Muslims against their will. Okay, let's just hold those issues, because we do come with things in our minds, things on our hearts, and we can turn together and we can pray. And we're going to do that in just a moment. I want to throw out just one or two more things to keep in mind. Interestingly, you've mentioned some of the ones that I just jotted down, thinking, I wonder what they might say. So it just goes to show that we're hearing the same things. The table centres, I think, are magnificent. Have you noticed the flags? There are five flags in each of the table centres. And your church has a connection with each of those countries. So there's a country flag for Uganda, and there's been a trip to Uganda just recently. There's that connection. Nepal, the flag is there. So is Bulgaria. And some of us were hearing just a bit earlier over the lunch break about Bulgaria and the link there to one of the cities. And Tunisia is another flag, and so is the UK. Well, that brings this school into the equation, the UK. We all live at the moment in the UK. But I thought, how fantastic. We've got a very visual reminder of different countries. So in a moment, when you just turn around your table, just take that flag. It's a reminder of the place. You've got a beautifully painted globe in front of you. And let's pray. Just take these obvious reminders and pray. Pray scripture. Pray the truth into these places. Sometimes I've heard people say it, oh, I just don't know what to pray. I don't know enough information. It's as though if we haven't had an email 10 minutes ago, we feel unqualified to pray. With all due respect, that's absolute rubbish, isn't it? Let's just start to pray. And if nothing more, we just say, oh, Lord, it's that situation, these girls, the early marriages, it's just so wrong. And we can just pour out our hearts. And sometimes it's hard to put into clear sentences what we're feeling and meaning. But God knows. And we can just come before him for these places and these peoples and say, Father, here it is. And I know you have the answer. We trust you. Prayer is an act of faith. It's coming to God and saying, I know you've got the answer. This isn't beyond you. You can work it, whether it's in this school or whether it's in Papua New Guinea. So let's. We don't want too big a group. Just kind of get into groups of four or five. If you want to flick through just a couple of pages of the paper there, just as a reminder. But don't spend all your time reading it. Take it home if you want to. Now's for prayer. So let's just turn in our tables and start to think of. We haven't got to spend ages talking. I'm going to give you one final pointer for prayer. If you want to open your Bibles to Psalm 67, there might be some verses there you want to be praying together. Psalm 67. But just take the ideas that have been shared and take the ideas we have in our own minds and apply scripture. Psalm 67 just says, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among the nations. There it is. Whatever country or people or place comes to mind, pray verse 2. Psalm 67 verse 2. Speak it out, read it, pray it, think it, sing it if you want to. But let's turn around our tables and spend this time praying together. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that some of these situations are just beyond us. We don't understand what's going on. We don't understand the issues at all. But thank you that in our ignorance we can come to you as the one who is all-knowing and all-powerful. You have all authority. And thank you that we can come and lay these situations before you and say, Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, you know what we've sought to bring before you, what we've sought to say, Father, this isn't right. This hurts. These people don't know you. Would you bless them? We come in our weakness, but we are so grateful for the privilege that in that mysterious way we can connect with you. And as we pray here, your kingdom is edged forwards in other parts of the world. What a privilege. What a privilege is ours. And we thank you. And so, Father, we do pray for that situation between President Trump and North Korea. And, Father, we would long for your intervention in that situation. Father, for persecuted Christians around the world, that includes North Korea, but other countries, we hear of intense pain, and yet it seems to accompany amazing church growth, and that kind of confuses us because we'd prefer church growth to come out of comfort. But we submit to your higher ways and purposes. The ethnic cleansing that's going on in parts of the world, Father, it hurts to think about it. How would we feel if we were in these situations? And girls who are married off against their will and into abusive relationships, Father, it's so wrong. And we long for it to change, and we long for your gospel to bring healing and life and truth. And so we pray for spiritually blind eyes to be opened so that the truth can be received and embraced and lives transformed and families changed and societies be different and countries living more according to your ways. Father, we look to you. Humanly it might seem impossible, but we look to you for whom nothing is impossible. And we pray for your kingdom to come. In Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't we stand together and we'll continue in prayer. So let's stand. And I'm going to read Psalm 67, which is itself a prayer. And just as I read it, just hold before God that situation, that place, that injustice that's on your mind. And so together, as we use Psalm 67, we'll pray that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. So as we stand together, perhaps different issues, places in our minds, but let's come before God just as I read Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. And Father, we leave with you those places that we've mentioned, Uganda, Nepal, the UK, this school, Bulgaria, Tunisia, North Korea, the US, persecuted believers, the ethnic cleansing. Father, these issues, we leave them with you. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. As we stay standing, I think we're going to sing a song which will kind of continue our praying. So if those who are going to lead us in that would like to come forwards. And just to say, as we remain on our feet, take the Operation World Prayer app. If you haven't downloaded it just yet, well, you can do that when you get home or speak to us afterwards. Take the book, get onto the website, get a daily email, and let's be consistent in praying for the nations. You know, you can take that prayer app and with your family, it can become something you pray about when you sit together around the meal table or your midweek meeting here at church. Are you part of a home group? Could that be something that you do just as you are together, you pray for the country of the day? Or perhaps it's as you commute to work or as you're walking somewhere, getting some exercise. That could be the moment when you just turn it up on your phone. Or you checked the email earlier, and as you walk, as you commute, as you're with other people, you just pray for that country. And we know that as we pray and apply the word of God, things are different, things change. The kingdom of God edges forwards and makes a difference. So there we are. That's a challenge for myself. It's a challenge for myself. I try to do some of those things, but it's a daily challenge, and I would commend it to you as well, that together we might pray the kingdom of God into being. And we know of churches that have sometimes said, okay, this year, perhaps 2018, as a church, we will pray for every country in the world. We'll take the Operation World calendar and we will pray for every country. Lots of opportunities, but let's sing this song now, Father of Creation. And it has that line about the gospel going forth from here to the nations. So let's sing it, aware of what we've been praying for and thinking about. And let's sing with confidence, because the gospel's true. It's real. It brings life. It transforms people and nations. So let's sing together. Thank you.